This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. 51 for the high today. Would you put up with really, really bad sex if the rest of the relationship was outstanding? Now, 5 months ago, today, we had my dear friend Chris on with us, who was just struggling in his relationship. Mm-hmm. Everything was great. She had all the qualities he's ever wanted in a woman. She just head over heels for her. But, worst sex he's ever had.
Yikers.
So we took a poll back in June on what Chris should do. Break up or work it out. And this really was kind of 50-50. Take a listen to the clip of the original call from back in June with my buddy Chris.
The whole situation in the bedroom, it's kind of terrible. You know, she kind of lays there like a dead fish. And, you know, it's honestly quite uncomfortable for me. So, you know, I always ask her if everything is okay. And she's like, yeah, it's amazing. And I'm like,
why do I
feel like you're holding your breath?
She's holding her breath while you guys are intimate?
Yeah, sometimes that's what it feels like.
Oh, my Lord. That's a tough scene right there.
It really is.
So we had people say that, Chris, it's over. You can't fix it. While others said this is totally worth trying to fix.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the poor girl has faced some trauma. We don't know anything about it. But if I remember correctly, like you just heard, yes, Chris was concerned that she was laying there like a dead fish. So let me get him on with us to get a 5 month follow up of where they are today with their relationship. Chris, are you there, buddy?
What the?
I love it.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey, what up, King?
Thanks for jumping back on with us, man. So, people were asking in the last couple months, what happened to your buddy Chris? And I'm like, this is perfect. We talked to you last on June 14th, and here we are exactly 5 months later. What's the situation with your girlfriend, Abigail?
Since then, Abigail and I decided to part ways.
Yeah, we kind of figured that was going to happen. Yeah, it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out.
Yeah.
Can we be a little bit more sensitive towards Chris?
Sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah, you know.
Or have you fired up the BetterHelp subscription yet?
You know, it's a little unfortunate, but I will say it wasn't for a lack of trying on my part.
No, for sure. You sounded, when we last talked to you, all in.
Yeah. What happened? Because did you bring this up to her?
I did. So, you know, I told her I was willing to be extremely patient and work with her on whatever she needed. Because our relationship, all kidding aside, really was pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but everything in the bedroom was just so off, you know? I mean, you guys remember what we talked about.
Why don't you get everyone up to speed?
Well, the sex was just terrible.
To put it super lightly.
Yeah, I think Moose said last time, you know, when you get to a point in your relationship where you got a pound of Celsius before having sex with your girlfriend, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did say that, didn't he? It's wild.
Yeah, you know, so I...
Which you were having to do, all kidding aside.
Yeah, no, I was. It's true. That's, you know, it was great advice.
He wasn't that off base.
Did she know you were pounding energy drinks before being intimate with her?
No, I was kind of hiding that from her. It's not like I was doing it in front of her.
Well, let's call it a spade a spade. I'm sure she could feel your heart racing. So there's that.
And it wasn't from the sex.
No.
Because you put it, there were times, I remember you sharing this with us in June, where she laid there like a pillow.
Yeah.
And she would hold her breath. Was that the case?
Yeah, she would hold her breath. And, you know, I didn't know what was going on. So when I spoke to her, I asked her if there was any, you know, trauma going on in her life or something that may have happened in the past that she wanted to share with me. And she said no.
That was very sensitive of you.
And on top of that, she also said, this sex was great, and please stop bringing it up.
Oh.
Which was weird for me because it was really confusing, and I really wanted to say back to her, the sex was great with who?
OT. OT, Chris. That's absolute tea. Yeah, you know, in the lesbian world, we call her a pillow princess. So there's that.
Yeah, so Chris, back to the whole pillow princess talk. When did you actually part ways? Because we last talked to you in June about this, and you guys split up when?
A couple months later. You know, there was one night, though, where we just connected so well and had, like, an awesome date, and we ended up being intimate that night, and it was actually pretty amazing. Not once was she like, ouch, 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 or stop, 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 stop.
The ouch.
You know, and because that was one of the things that she, you know, she did when we were being intimate. And just from that alone, I was like, you know, this relationship has a shot. And literally, like, a week later goes by, and she says that she wants out of the relationship.
Wait, she's the one that broke it off?
She actually broke up with me. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't. You failed to mention that part, Chris.
Yeah, you didn't lead with that at all.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. So, is this something you want to try to see if this is something you can work out with her, or it's done? You guys are over with.
No, I think we tried everything. I think I got to a point where I was just, you know, so exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, not from a lack of sex, but just in general playing the guessing game with her. So, needless to say, it ended, and I'm back on Hinge.
Oh! That took 3 days. Perfect. Christopher, sweetie. I want to just be fully transparent. How are the matches looking?
You know, they're looking pretty good. They're looking pretty good.
Have you been intimate with anyone since Abigail?
No comment.
Don't worry, we're not going to put you in the hot seat, just out of curiosity. Out of the people you've been intimate with, would you say it's been better than the intimacy you shared with Abigail?
100%. And not to throw shade at Abigail or anything, but I don't have to pound an energy drink before going in the bedroom. You know what I mean?
Right, that's important, yeah. Right.
Yeah, not shady at all.
Well, dude, thank you so much. I'm glad, you know, as long as you're happy, man. I'm sorry it didn't work out, but like you said, it wasn't for lack of trying on your part.
Right, it wasn't.
Last time we talked to you in June, a lot of people were questioning on whether or not this was your deal. You know, the reason why the sex was so bad, it was most likely she was suffering from trauma or you were doing something wrong.
Right.
And you're basically saying that's not the case at all.
Correct. I mean, I feel like I tried everything I could to, you know, make this relationship work.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
In and out of the bedroom. So sometimes it just doesn't work, you know?
Yeah.
That's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes, Chris. We're so happy for you, though. I mean, you know, onwards and upwards, buddy. Nothing but good vibes from here on out. And amazing sex.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Breezy. And Moose, thank you guys for all the advice. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
We gave you none.
We didn't do literally a thing but make fun of you. But thank you so much for the time.
We gave you none. All right, Chris, we'll be in touch, man. I'll give you a call after the show.
All right, sounds good. Hey, wait, one more thing. I just want to let you guys know that, you know, from my more recent experience, I have had no complaints about what I'm doing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We didn't ask, but yeah. Thank you so much for clarifying that.
Thanks for adding that in there, buddy.
These are your friends, Moose, not mine, so we'll let him go.
I know. All right, bye, Chris.
Take care.
Okay, I love him. Sarah just texted in and said, I remember you guys talking about this months back, and
yeah.
I was one of the people who was very adamant about him working it out, and now after this call, I think maybe it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will happen.
This person says, I'm not going to lie, I was hating on Chris. I thought he was just bad at sex, and then she was too scared to tell him, but I legit think she just didn't like him.
I didn't realize she broke up with him.
As a woman, when you don't like someone or feel something, it's really hard to be intimate.
100%. I think that goes both ways.
Well,
maybe not. Oh, by the way, we got a listener that just texted in and said, Moose, your friend Chris sounds hot. He is. He's a very good-looking guy.
Literally him coming on the show, he's like, I want to give an update. He's soliciting for other women.
So. No. Do you like guys who are 5'3"?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.